You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 26th of November 2021. Later, Qantas has introduced a green frequent flyer tier. It's a new tier. What is it? We'll tell you more in a few moments. But first to the Australian share market, which was smashed today. The S&P ASX 200 falling to a new six-week low, $41 billion wiped off its boards, down 1.7% to 7,279. That's on the back of renewed COVID concerns after a new variant was found in South Africa. Obviously, the travel sector was hardest hit. Qantas down 5.5%, Flight Centre worse, down 7.5%. Another sector which did pretty poorly was the energy sector, the likes of Oil Search and Woodside off by 5%. Some gold stocks did well though, but only 14 stocks out of the 200 actually finished in positive territory. For more, I spoke earlier with Omkar Joshi from Opal Capital Management.
No, that's exactly right. So that isn't good news, and that's why we're seeing all the travel names pretty weak today. The reality is all these names had had a very strong share price surge in the last few months in particular, and that was really on the back of the reopening and the expectations that everything will be back to normal. The reality is it is going to take a number of years before we get back to where we were pre-pandemic anyway, and just with the additional news today of a potentially new variation, which is potentially even worse than before, that is going to really put things back for a bit more time and really set the recovery back. And that's what we're seeing there. The share prices are coming back. And you know, to be honest, it kind of makes sense with what's happening there.
So what does that say, though, about the ongoing risks of the pandemic to the share market?
I think it just makes it pretty clear that we're not out of the woods yet, in that the share prices of a lot of the companies have rallied quite strongly from the lows last year, last March, last April. But the reality is a lot of the good news is baked in, but we're still in a pandemic. We're not out of it yet. Yes, we're reopened, but it still takes time. And I think that's just another reminder that until we're actually through the pandemic, we're not. And until then, there's plenty of risk on the horizon. And that's what we're seeing today. And that's what's dragging down the whole market.
Still, though, I guess there is some good news. It seems like the economy is doing well locally. Retail sales up nearly 5% in October. Are consumers still willing to spend, and is that playing out on the market?
Yes, so that is still coming through, and we are seeing quite strong retail sales numbers today as well. In particular, we're starting to see it now coming through in apparel as well as we do reopen, which is good. But the reality is there hasn't been any spend on travel or very little spend on travel in particular, and that's where the spends are really coming from there being redirected, as well as some of the handouts that came through in the last 12 months as well. But more so now it's a redirection of spend. And if travel is really put back even further, then you'll see strong retail sales growth coming through. So I think that's what we're seeing there, and we'll probably see more of that until we have some more clarity on what's happening next.
I guess all these new issues and worries about the pandemic being extended is a bit of an insurance policy, because we've got the Reserve Bank saying, hey, rates won't rise until 2024, even though many people in the markets do think so otherwise. But given all this volatility, the inflation story that we're seeing right now, how are you playing the market at the moment, and are there any emerging areas that you like?
So I think right now you need to be more conscious of inflation. Obviously, there is inflation coming through, and in particular, the commodity space starts to look interesting on the back of that. You need to be selective in terms of your commodities. I mean, names like iron ore names have obviously been pretty weak, but some of the other commodities like aluminium and even coal temporarily look quite strong. So you need to be a bit more selective, but I think commodities is definitely where you want to be. They're also a bit more insulated with what's going on from a reopening or a closing, et cetera, and all the rest of the things that are happening. At the end of the day, if the market sells off, everything sells off together. But you want to be in the names that tend to outperform in that environment. And at the moment, that does look more like the resources and the commodity names, as well as some of the defensive names, which are a bit better insulated, names like an Amcor, for example.
And finally, looking back at the year that was, what do you feel is the major corporate story of the year?
Yeah, I think in 2021, we've seen a lot of mergers and acquisitions, and I think that's really been probably the main story this year. We've seen lots of big deals being done. We've seen Afterpay. We've seen Sydney Airports. We've even seen BHP and Woodside there. So there's plenty of merger and acquisition activity this year. I think that has really been the big story of the year, in that it's been a very busy year from that perspective, especially on the back of a pandemic, which if you're sitting here last year, wouldn't have picked that at all.
Omkar Joshi there from Opal Capital Management. From the markets, let's go to one of the worst players, Qantas, but it's leveraging its loyal customers to help the airline reach its net zero emission targets by 2050. Qantas currently has 5 frequent flyer tiers, with Platinum 1 on top, going down to Bronze. And depending on where you sit you get access to benefits like lounges and rewards. But it's now introducing a new tier called Green, which will sit alongside those five frequent flyer tiers, helping members earn extra points and status credits. So to get it, members will need to meet sustainability goals like paying to offset their flights or at home by purchasing solar panels, for example, or staying in eco hotels. For more, Alan Joyce, its CEO, spoke at a media conference earlier today. He's part of it.
Now, to be clear, this initiative is not about improving our bottom line, but it will help increase the scale of our offsetting program and engage our members in what is a fundamental issue that we all need to work on. We have seen how successful the Fly Carbon Neutral program has been in the air, and we think that offsetting the rest of customers' lives will be just as popular with our frequent flyers. These new initiatives are about helping customers to make more sustainable choices. But we also know that we have a big role in order to get to be carbon neutral in 2050.
Alan Joyce there, the CEO of Qantas.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.